From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia has further isolated itself, according to the White House. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. Russian jets staged more airstrikes in Syria on Thursday. Here's reporter Jamie Detmer on who's being targeted by the Russians and the U.S.-led coalition.
The Americans are targeting and their allies are targeting more in the east of Syria, where the Islamic State has its caliphate, which is based around the town of Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor, and to parts just north of Aleppo, where the Islamic State has been fighting more moderate brigades, which are backed by the West and by Gulf state countries. The area where the Russian jets have been bombing is in Hama province, Homs, and around Idlib. This is not an Islamic State area. It is controlled very much by an alliance called the Army of Conquest, which is allied to Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate. But there's a broad swathe of different groups there, some more moderate Islamist, some hardline Islamist, and they're very focused on bringing down Assad.
Jamie Detmer reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal in a speech to the UN General Assembly on Thursday in New York. In the same speech, Mr. Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. Mr. Abbas said the Palestinians are no longer bound by the Oslo peace agreements. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso has surrendered to the transitional government. VOA's French to Africa service reports General Gilbert Diendéré received assurances that he would not be killed and he would receive a fair trial. This is VOA News. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people. The crash happened shortly after midnight local time today. The cause of the accident is under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew, comprised of six U.S. service members, died in the crash. The Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft, but that has not been officially confirmed. The U.N. High Commission for Refugees says 700,000 asylum seekers will reach Europe via the Mediterranean this year. The UNHCR is projecting the same number of refugees will arrive next year. To help cope with the influx of refugees, the agency is seeking $128 million in donations. Earlier this week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged world leaders at the General Assembly to show compassion and courage in their approach to Europe's refugee crisis and not build walls to keep refugees out. President Obama has condemned the latest mass shooting to hit the U.S., this time in the state of Oregon. At least 10 people were killed in the gunfire Thursday, with 7 others wounded. VOA's Latika Hope has the story.
A clearly frustrated President Obama addressed Americans Thursday after the latest U.S. school massacre.
As I said just a few months ago, and I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
Obama lamented what he called a routine response to these routine shootings in the United States, especially by those who oppose any gun control legislation.
Right now, I can imagine the press release is being cranked out. We need more guns, they'll argue. Fewer gun safety laws.
The president appealed to voters to press legislators for reasonable gun control. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A South Korean envoy says the United Nations may consider expanding a ban on the flow of luxury goods and strategic materials in North Korea if Pyongyang fires a long-range rocket. Recently, North Korea made a series of threats implying a long-range rocket launch and a nuclear test. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim challenged governments around the world Thursday to address the problem of inequality by promoting the idea of shared prosperity. But he said doing so will require tailoring policies to help the bottom 40% of populations in developing countries. The Vatican says Pope Francis's U.S. meeting with Kim Davis, a state court official jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses, should not be construed as an expression of support for her position. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.